Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With the first pick.
It's time for the 2021 draft. Pick-by-pick coverage through round one of the draft tonight with former Packers and Badgers running back Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan. The Green and Gold Draft Show is presented by Hyundai West Allis, Brothers Consolidated Heating and Air Conditioning, Wisconsin Lutheran College, and Leap Premium Vodka.
Welcome in. The swan song playing for Aaron Rodgers on his way out of Green Bay right here. Feels like closing music, right? Curtain close. There goes Aaron Rodgers walking off into the sunset. Toodles to Aaron Rodgers. It's been real. It's just a matter now of where he goes. There are reports that he could be headed to Denver. And, we'll see how this goes throughout the night. I'm looking forward to this. Steve Sparky Fiverr, as you heard, Gary Ellerson here as well. And Gary, I so wish you would have.
That sounds like Star Wars or something.
Yeah, I really wish you would have still been here. I mean, that old Aaron Rodgers stuff breaks during the madness, like quarter after two, and immediately I was like, oh, man. This would have broke like an hour earlier. We could have got Gary and Leroy's reaction right away, and instead all heck breaks loose. I'll just say this. If you're on hold, we're going to get right to you. Just one second. We're about to go through this again. If they don't trade Rodgers tonight, we're going to go through this again, Gary, for the next several months of quarterback versus organization like we did with Brett. We're going to have to go through it again.
Sure.
If they don't move him tonight. If they move him tonight, then it's over and you move forward. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would say this, but I think I want him to move him tonight. I think I do. Because it's going to be is Rodgers versus Packers on TV, on the radio. That's all it's going to be to nauseam. Like, we're all going to just get sick of it. Then I was caught out in a wind rainstorm.
I know, wasn't
watching,
that crazy?
Watching baseball,
yeah,
a little while ago.
Watching golf, had to leave.
So then I wasn't listening nonstop to The Fan, to Rami, who did a great job. So I get back in the car, I turn it on.
Yeah.
And it's one call after another, everybody going after Rodgers. Ah, he screwed up the NFC Championship game. Just want to throw to Davante Adams. Ah, Rodgers ain't good. And now, literally, within 5 hours, it might have happened sooner than that during Tarami's show, everybody has now turned on Rodgers and said, that's fine, don't need you. You can't get us over the hump anyhow to get us back to the Super Bowl. We'll figure it out. Already you're seeing the fans turn on Rodgers and side with the organization.
Well, rightly so. That's what it should be.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, rightly so. Listen, and I'm sick and tired of all this no weapon stuff, okay?
Oh, yes, I agree.
David Bakhtiari, the best left tackle in the game.
Yes.
Corey Linsley, the best center in the game. Elgton Jenkins, probably right now young, but you probably could say one of the top five left guards in the game. Our 32 teams now. Aaron Jones, would you say top five running back?
Maybe.
An ascending player still.
Somewhere in that area.
In the game. Davante Adams, top five receiver in the game today. But we need to get him more weapons. It doesn't have enough. The number one offense in the league, in the game. And what really got him turned sideways is this whole Tom Brady thing. But you know what I never heard? And folks, see if you can get down with me on this, Steve. I've never heard anybody say they wanted to come help Aaron Rodgers win a Super Bowl.
But was that because of Rodgers or because they knew Green Bay wasn't signing free agents?
Well, I don't know, but I heard it with Tom Brady.
Sure.
We've heard it with several other players. Heck, Steve, we even heard it really with Brett Favre.
A little bit, but that was more Reggie White, to be honest, early on.
I understand.
Moss became Brett later.
Yes, right. Yes. But we heard it. But we've never heard anyone saying, I'm taking less so I can help Aaron Rodgers win a championship. No, nobody's. So, yeah, if he wants to go, I'm good with that. Fine. Let's just move on. You're not going to be able to do this forever. We had it. And let's see what the future holds if he doesn't want to be here. Listen, he's all but hurt over the whole Jordan Love deal. I get it. And I still think he's upset about the fourth down, too. Because you didn't consult with him. You showed him up right on the national stage.
Sure did. Yep.
Yanked his butt off. You didn't even ask him about it.
Nope.
So I'm sure he's heard about that. And we were talking about this, maybe this whole contract deal. And now does it come out that they may have offered him a contract and he said no?
Correct, because it wasn't about money.
Right.
Now, originally, as the report goes, I was watching a report by Ian Rappaport earlier on social media. Rappaport said that when the season got done, they went to him and said, look, dude, we're up against it. We want to guarantee, convert your salary into signing bonus to free up some room for ourselves to get some more players in here to help build this roster. He said, no, I want an extension. They said, no. Not really giving an extension yet. The extension didn't happen, according to the report that I saw, until he started saying, I ain't coming back. Then they got to the point of desperation and didn't want to lose him. So then they went to him and said, fine, we'll give you your extension. And at that point, it was over.
Done.
And to me, it was done. As soon as they wanted him to restructure and guarantee, according to Rappaport, and he asked for an extension and they said no, that was the end of it.
Yeah, and I'm good with that.
That was the end of it.
Right. And, you know, Russ Ball and Brian probably said, okay, well, let's just revisit this. We'll walk away. We'll come back. Well, you walk away, and this is what you come back to. I don't want to be here anymore.
You knew he was temperamental. You knew he held grudges. You knew all of this
you
coming
knew how
in.
How it might turn.
This isn't breaking news to anybody how this dude reacted to this. You knew it.
Nope.
And now he's got his list of teams. Mm-hmm. Now, did I miss something while I was out in this rainstorm? He doesn't have a no-trade clause.
No, he does not.
I don't give a rip. You know what? Who he wants to go to? I don't care. Brett wanted to go to Minnesota. Too bad. You want to go to Denver and San Francisco and Oakland? No. I don't think so. Maybe the Jets. I'm thinking the Jets might look good on you. Maybe the Bengals. Maybe the Bengals will trade Burrow to us and we'll get Rod and you can have Rodgers. If it's me, because I hold grudges too, Gary, I'd give him a big old middle finger and be like,
Those are
teams you're not going to now.
Right. I'm not trying to do right by him.
Nope. Not a chance. Whoever gives me the best offer, that's who
what
gets
I'm taking,
it.
Because I need to build my franchise
the right way.
Yeah. I'm not taking anything less to make you happy because we can't make you happy.
I'm going to tell you something else that's going to seem sacrilegious. I'm open for business, Chicago Bears. Call me and offer up your franchise. Tell me how much you really want them.
No, I'm not sending him to Chicago.
They're going to be the ones that are going to give you the most.
No, I don't care. He's going out east. Anywhere in AFC.
Patriots?
AFC. I'm not doing that.
Patriots?
I wouldn't even send him to Patriots.
Gary, you're not going to a Super Bowl in the next couple of years anyhow.
I don't care. Belichick might be able to do something.
Oh, no, he will?
No.
Yes.
Because they got all this draft capital. No, I'm not doing that.
Let's go to the phones here. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Jason on the east side. You're next with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just think that with Rodgers, it just seems like, you know, we always compare him to Brady, and it seems like the organization always worked with Brady, giving him what he wanted and to be sure that, you know, and both ways. I mean, he took less money and so forth. And I think when the Packers drafted – you know, Jordan Love, you know, they not only got Jordan Love, but they also got an MVP quarterback as well. And then once that happens, that's the first step to a Super Bowl. And you need to tell it, Aaron, you know, what do you want? I mean, that's, you know, because you can't do it without him. You can't, I mean, history's proven you can't win a Super Bowl without an MVP type of quarterback. I mean, except for a few exceptions. And I just think that if once he got the MVP, okay, what do you want to do? And I think that's what Aaron wanted, you know, to work with the organization. And that didn't happen. And then if they couldn't do it, then okay, then we need to trade you. But I mean, it just seemed like there were it's always been adversarial. It's never been together. And I don't blame them, really. I don't. I mean, I just think that the Packers went by this all wrong, and you know, and it's I never got the feeling what they said is what they meant, and it's always what they've done. You can't trust those guys.
What do you mean what they've done?
Well, it just I mean it's you know. You say that Aaron's your guy, and then you draft first round quarterback. I mean, that's like whatever, you know. You know, you say that, you know that you know that you want to win a Super Bowl team. Like, you know, and the thing is, like, you know, you talk about going to Davante Adams six times. You know, it's because you have wide receivers dropping passes in the end zone. You know, so you know, you want to you say that you want to build a Super Bowl, but you know, this is what we need to do. I mean, there's no more NFC championships, and that's what Aaron wants. Aaron wants the Super Bowl. And so,
well, does Aaron Rodgers have any fault in any of these NFC Championship games? I mean, he made mistakes here. I mean, in this last game,
he made mistakes. But as the organization put their best foot forward to be sure they had a Super Bowl contender, I don't think so.
They got the best running back in the league. They got the best wide receiver in the league. They got the best left tackle in the league. They got the best center in the league. They got the best left guard.
Best center.
Yeah. Excuse me?
Is that enough to beat Tampa Bay?
You know why it's not enough to beat Tampa Bay? You know why it's not enough to beat Tampa Bay?
Tell me, Gary, why?
Because Tom Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, fine.
Tom Brady's got a better supporting cast.
No, Tom Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers.
This is interesting. Thanks for the call. We had this conversation last year going into this game about who had the better supporting cast at the end of the day. I tend to agree with you. I think they have a better supporting cast as well in Tampa. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Rodgers, again, has Rodgers, you know, been surrounded by all pros at every position? No. But as Gary pointed out, an all-pro left tackle, he's been protected. So you can either ding him for that or give him good job, guy. Then you had an all-pro center who's gone now, and Corey Linsley, again, center. I'm not sure how much that really plays into fans as far as what they think of surrounding cast for a quarterback.
They want a receiver. They want right. Antonio
so, but,
Brown.
But like you said, you have a top-flight receiver in Davante Adams, and you have a guy that you developed, to their credit, he wasn't a first-round pick, who you developed in Aaron Jones, who's been an outstanding player, who you were able to re-sign in free agency and bring back as well. And this was brought up earlier by Rami. What are you thinking if you're Aaron Jones right now? And sign the deal, you know, there goes my quarterback. What in the world? Because, again, I just don't know.
You know what you do?
Would he have re-signed here had he knew that Rodgers was going to pull this?
Probably not, because all those guys, and here's another slap in the face to the guys that are in the locker room. Because all these guys re-signed thinking Rodgers is going to come back. They didn't even know that this is going on. So he backstabbed. If this happens, basically he backstabbed every one of them jokers in the locker room.
Bakhtiari had to have known.
Maybe he did.
They're like best friends.
But Aaron Jones didn't.
Right. Did Devontae know?
Devontae probably didn't. He backstabbed everybody in that locker room. Now I'm gonna go ahead and put Bakhtiari in there because I don't know if he knew or not. Or they all were in on it. And I doubt that. That's just too much to hold.
Yep.
Because then if you're Bakhtiari, you don't redo that deal, Steve. You go somewhere else.
Right. Yep.
He was going to get paid regardless. Bakhtiari's going to make that money if it weren't going to be in Green Bay. I say they didn't know. What did Adrian Amos tweeted out? MVS. These guys are all shocked at what's going on. They're actually blaming the media for bad information.
Yeah, it's our fault. That's fine. I don't care about that. You all can be mad at me. Most sports athletes are mad at me in Milwaukee. So whatever. Just join the group. Look, at the end of the day, we all saw the writing on the wall. Some of you didn't. Some of you didn't want to hear about it as we continue to try to tell you over and over again there were problems. And clearly, some players didn't want to believe it either. And that's fine. He'd been giving you hints this whole time. This whole time. When he started talking on McAfee about, you know, throwing a wrench in their plans and da-da-da-da-da and laughing, those were red flags, folks. You didn't want to listen to it. Thought we were making stuff up. But you could see it. You could see it. And then McAfee comes out, what was it, yesterday, talking about how they need to get Aaron Rodgers more help and this and that and every other thing. Unsolicited, don't know why he said it, where it came from, and now all of a sudden today, you know, they start talking to everybody about, I'd like to be out of here now. Okay, then. All right, we are talking about the draft, but this obviously takes precedence, right? I mean, we all know what Jacksonville's going to do at one and all that stuff. Right. So we'll keep you updated on the draft of who's going where, and we'll talk about it briefly, and we'll get back to your calls because this Rodgers thing takes precedence. Sam Schmitz is producing. He's got the eye on social media. He's watching to make sure we don't miss a Rodgers trade somewhere along the way here if that were to occur. Again, the latest thing we heard was Denver might be close, according to a report out of Denver. We'll see. Mike, downtown, you're next with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Gary. Good to hear you guys. I don't catch you much in your new time slot, but this is just so depressing. I feel like the Packer Nation is getting divided again. I'm a little surprised you guys are so pro-team on this. I think during Rami's slot, everybody was calling the front office morons and idiots, and I tend to agree. If I'm the board of directors of the Packers, I call an emergency meeting, give them a personnel list, and have them highlight every single person that he wants fired. Like, this is ridiculous.
This is the same thing we went through with Brett Favre. Y'all said the same thing with Brett. And then Rodgers came and played. Y'all booed him, hated him, didn't want to give him a chance. And then he played, and then y'all are buying his jersey and love him again.
I did not. I was pro-organization because – Brett was waffling, and I remember you guys were pro organization then too.
I was calling him Captain. What was I calling him? Captain something. Anyways,
Captain
go ahead. Captain Awesome.
Captain Awesome.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, Captain Awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
This is just depressing. I hope that this is just a ploy to get a receiver or something like that. But I will be so sad if he doesn't get to year number 17. I'm going to say this, the last thing I'll say, nobody ever has showed up to the stadium wearing a Mark Murphy jersey, and he needs to remember that because all he has is a stupid sledding hill.
Understand
That's
something.
All he has.
Make sure you understand something. He's employed to make them money. He's made them a lot of money with that whole Titletown development. That's why he's in place. Thanks for the call. Bob Harlan's legacy obviously is Ron Wolf, Brett Favre, but it's also the redo of Lambeau Field, the business side. Mark Murphy's legacy right now is Aaron Rodgers and being done with Brett and putting Aaron Rodgers in place. He has a Super Bowl on his resume already. Can't take that away from him. Even if this joint love thing doesn't work out, he's got the Titletown District, which is bringing in a ton of money, and he's got a Super Bowl ring. You may hate him. You may not like Jordan Love, but you're not going to change history. You're just not. The end of this may not be pretty for him, but he's got enough good on his record already where this won't completely ruin him. I don't think, Harry.
No, because there's a lot of people out there who really understand at what is happening here, what's going on. Basically, a lot of you people didn't like Mike McCarthy, but Rodgers ran out Mike McCarthy because he wanted to do his own thing. And basically, Rodgers is saying, now I want to take my ball and go home.
And he's going to.
They had to go get him a new coach. Now Rodgers not even happy with the new coach.
No, he's not happy with the front office drafting Jordan Love.
Well, no, but that was on that was on. To me, I see it as that was on the head coach.
But see, that's the bad look. When that pick happened, this is what put it over the top for him.
The high five and
when LaFleur's kitty like a little schoolgirl.
Yes.
When that happened,
yes.
It wasn't like he was sitting there like, okay, whatever.
It was game over.
If his reaction would have been, yeah, all right,
we got
fine.
Him. Yeah.
Then Rodgers like he didn't want him.
Yeah.
That's my guy. I'm with him. That was the front office. But he sees him react like he did and goes,
right.
My own coach don't even want me.
Right. And not even that, Steve. I don't think he was aware that they were taking Jordan Love.
No, they didn't tell him.
Again, horrible. So he's all messed up about all the stuff that they did, and he feels like that he needs to be in control. You want to take some more?
And he's going to be in control somewhere else. Sherman in Tulsa, you're next with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Sherman?
Hey, Gary, this is Sherm. Hey,
up,
look, man, me and my brother were sitting here talking, man. I'm fussing. Listen.
Fussing.
Gary, y'all know I've been a fan for over 50 years.
Yes.
I'm a Green Bay Packers fan.
Yes.
Goody and the Packers got to look out for the best interest of the Packers. You know, Rodgers should have got us to the Super Bowl this year. We had the ball. He had the ball first and goal at the 4. He couldn't get a touchdown. He had the ball first and goal at the 8. He could have ran on 3rd. He didn't. I remember Elway diving because he wanted to win that bad. And this cat here going to pull this, especially after thinking about him sitting when he was supposed to be the first pick and he slid to 25. And the commissioner came and had him take him in the back room. And now you're going to try to do this to another kid? You know, you're so upset. Your ego then got so big. You know, you think you're bigger than the team and everybody else. No, I ain't having none of it. I would try to trade him to any team other than the ones he want to go to, and I would get their best receiver. I would get two defensive linemen and get their first-round pick next year.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. I don't disagree with you. I'd rather just be done with this and trade him. The problem is the cap hit is so gigantic. Yep. It's like $33 million. You're going to save $5 or $6 million if you trade him, but it would free up $5 or $6 million on the cap versus keeping him, and then you would be done with him. So this has not been a good day for Wisconsin sports fans because of this whole Aaron Rodgers thing, right? I'll be honest. We got the draft up. I don't have the Bucks game up. But Scott Grotzky of CBS 58 just tweeted, Giannis heads to the locker room with ankle injury. The dream day continues for Wisconsin sports fans. Come on, man. Now Giannis is hurt? You're killing me.
Giannis is okay.
We didn't even see it. How do you know if he's okay?
I know he's okay. He's fine.
Oh, my God.
You walk it off.
Somebody put a bubble around Christian Yelich, please.
He's been out since day one.
But he's back in the batting cage. Still hitting cages, so we'll see. All right, if you're on hold, we'll get to you. Hey, phone lines are still open. Let's go. We'll tell you who gets picked.
What's our phone number?
414-799-1250. You're lucky I still remember it. 414-799-1250. I only remember it really because I do the 2-3 show now. If I wasn't doing that, I'd probably have to go find it somewhere. 414-799-1250. Hop aboard. We'll talk Aaron Rodgers. Back and forth we go, and we'll keep you updated on the draft as it happens, and we'll keep you updated if he actually does get traded today. I didn't think there was any chance, and then that Denver report came out, and now I'm not as certain as I was before that he won't get traded. Welcome back. Yes, it's the draft. Yes, Jacksonville is about to pick Trevor Lawrence. And normally on draft show nights, and we pot it up here, Roger Goodell. And maybe we'll get to that if and when you guys are done wanting to talk about Aaron Rodgers. But in the meantime, we'll tell you who's picked. Continue to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Packers don't draft till 29 unless they trade up or they trade Aaron Rodgers and get on the clock earlier or something along those lines. Dial it up. We're here for you. Gary Ellerson, myself, Steve Sparky Fiverr, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's go to Mike on the south side. You're next on 1250 AM The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, guys. What's new?
Not much. Let's go over it. Corbin Burns is on the IL for health and safety protocols. Giannis hurt his ankle and is in the locker room. And Aaron Rodgers wants to be traded. Other than that, pretty quiet day in Wisconsin sports.
Yeah, quiet. No snow either, right?
No snow. Rain.
You know, Yogi Bear said it best. It's deja vu all over again. We've been through this. Hey, are you there?
Yeah,
we're here.
Don't worry, that's just Schechter calling me back.
Good.
Do you think they move up and take a quarterback?
Stop.
You like that, huh?
Stop.
Yeah, that's funny.
And can we retire the stupid Jeopardy field goal joke finally?
We haven't said it on our show, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
I guess one of the guys called in and brought it up.
I don't know.
They say he's
okay. I'll let you guys go. I know you're busy.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, take care. We're doing a radio show. Goodell up there right now announcing our guy to be the number one pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars. It looks pretty cool on TV. I will say this, the scene, there is a ton of people outside watching this. Trevor Lawrence to the Jaguars officially, people excited in the Trevor Lawrence household. Currently, still hasn't cut his hair, still has long hair. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's go to Jay on the north side. You're next with Sparky and Gary Ellerson. What's up?
What's going on? I was upset about 2 o'clock, but I had to think about it, man. And as much slack as you guys get and Gary gets about, you know, just kind of, and sometimes Gary got to hold his tongue when he wants to speak out his honest truth about Aaron. Because I believe he probably seen, you guys probably seen it's coming. We all seen it coming. And if he wants to leave after the Packers finally kissing his feet to try to get him to stay, let him go, man. Get what you got to get. Get everything you can. Send him somewhere where he probably won't be able to do anything. And just rack up on draft picks. Make them trade you one of their starts. Do something that's going to make, you know, make them better. I mean, Green Bay is the best street he has to go down to get back to where he was right now. I mean, last year. So if he don't want to be here, let him go.
Have you ever heard him even thought about taking, because he wants to beat Tom Brady. Have you ever heard him talk about taking less money for
other
people?
No, never.
Never. And I'm one to, like, I bet you, even if New England works something out to where Tom Brady on paper was making lower money, but they would slide him something else. You know, obviously, you know, Robert Kraft. Him.
Right, could have been.
You know, Brady's going to do what he needs to do to win. Because about him, it was about rings. It wasn't about his ego. It was about, you know, doing what he needed to do for the team to win. And attitude-wise, Brady's better than Rodgers. You know, Rodgers has good numbers, but Brady's a team player, man. He's a team player. One last thing. I'm sorry, guys. Right. How in the world can Aaron go a whole season making his teammates think that he was in it for the long haul, people taking pay cuts to sign players that we all wanted back and he wanted back, and then you just going to up and leave him and leave everybody hanging like this? You know what I mean? Do they even want him back? You know what I mean? After
yes.
This?
Yeah, they all want him back over Jordan Love. Yeah.
I get it, man. But
no, they do.
It doesn't matter because their response is going to be simply this. Jay, thanks for the call. Their response is simply going to be, got to get yours. Mm-hmm. Got to do what's best for you. Don't worry about us. We'll be fine. You got to do what you got to do. Update on Giannis, who was in the locker room with an ankle injury. Eric Name says P.J. Tucker hit a three to give the Bucks 17-10 lead on his way to the bench following a Rockets timeout. Giannis was on his feet and gave him a high five. That's all I have here in Milwaukee.
He's fine.
Eric said that when he turned his right ankle, looked like Giannis turned his right ankle again on that Euro step on Kelly Olynyk. Yeah. So he turned his ankle on another player's foot. And that can always be ugly.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yep. Let's go to Tony in Greendale. You're next with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer as the Jets are on the board.
Hi, guys. I'm probably in the minority, but I don't believe he's going anywhere. Or let's put it this way, the Packers are going to let him go anywhere. I think he plays for the Green Bay Packers or he's on Jeopardy full time, you know, but I really don't believe. I think some of this could be true, but I think there's a lot of hype out there and there's a lot of made up stories. That's just my opinion on the whole thing.
Yeah, no question.
It just seems, you know, I think that's what's going on, but you know, I just hope so.
Well, we haven't heard from the Packers.
Well, here we go. I got something from Ian Rappaport here. Thanks for the call. Let's see. Yeah. Update on the Packers. That's not really an update. Green Bay hasn't engaged at all, despite a few teams calling about trading for Aaron Rodgers. Packers have no plans to trade him, so nothing has changed. That was 1 minute ago on Twitter.
Yeah, just
from Ian Rappaport.
Something just going right now on the line. There's a report out now from the Packers.
So
they just released.
They released an email or a statement or something?
Yeah. Breaking.
Breaking. The Green Bay Packers still want Aaron Rodgers, even though he doesn't want us. Breaking. listen, I don't know how far you're going to push this. I really don't, because if you want to push it and say, too bad you're under contract, and he says, too bad, I'm not coming, and then you're in week one and there's Jordan Love starting, and Aaron Rodgers is just still hanging out in California, watching all this unfold on TV and not going, you want to play that game in the media all the way through? Like, for me personally, mm-hmm. I'd have no interest in playing this game, especially if I was Murphy. I went through this once. Why do I want to put Jordan Love through this too? Like, that doesn't make any sense. None. You're going to put your organization through the fire and back again after you did it once already. I mean, learn from the history. Just end this as soon as you can. End it as soon as you can.
No, the Packers are going to let this ride out.
I don't understand the benefit. Who does it benefit? By doing it that way, who does it benefit? It benefits Rodgers. Doesn't benefit the Packers.
No, neither. I think neither. Because either he's going to play or he's not going to play. By not playing, I think, for me, former player, Rodgers looks like the bad guy. Because then in turn, guys around the league will really see what this guy is all about.
If he doesn't play and Jordan Love plays horrible, this organization is going to be up against it with this fan base.
Well, sure. They might very well be. But then your guy actually quit on you.
He quit on you now. You could trade him now, get a boatload of picks,
and
be done with this.
I'm just saying, if they hold his feet to the fire and say, we're not trading you, then he says, well, I ain't coming in. That's a bad look on Rodgers.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. What do you do now if you're the Green Bay Packers? Do you trade them right now during the draft? Ian Rapoport said they're not engaging on trade talks for Aaron Rodgers. But the other question is, does this change their plans for tonight? So now is it, all right, let's go move up and get Waddle or Devontae Smith from Alabama. Maybe that'll change his mind and wanting to come in. We'll show him. We'll get him a wide receiver. We'll show it's about him. That'll change his mind. Then everything will be good if I get him a wide receiver.
And that possibly could happen.
I'm sorry. Right now, if you're the Green Bay Packers in that front office, you have to be going over everything. What can we do to win him back?
That's possible. Let's just trade up right now.
And the other thing is, I brought this up earlier on Madness, you trade Jordan Love. The problem is, you trade Jordan Love tonight, and then he still doesn't come. Now you're doubly screwed. Now you screwed yourself trying to make him happy, and then he still doesn't come. And now you don't have a quarterback either. Mm-hmm. And you don't have Boyle because you let him walk away.
Right.
So you don't have that either. It's just nuts. Absolutely nuts. David in New York City, you're next here with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
If this is true, I denounce both sides. Both Rodgers and the front office have destroyed this team. Rodgers is a prima donna, and the front office. This culminates a 10-year period where the front office has squandered the opportunity we have had with Rodgers to win multiple Super Bowl championships. It's in that context, and this is going to usher in a new dark age in Green Bay Packer football. We're going to suck for 10, 20, 30 years. I don't know how long, but for me, the dream is over. I don't think there's a solution to this problem. Maybe if you get a Herschel Walker type of trade, you could win out on the draft, but there are no guarantees with draft picks.
No.
I mean, the people are paid millions of dollars. Sometimes they pick well, and other times they don't. There are no guarantees with that. In all likelihood, this is the end, and it's in the context of 25 years of premier quarterback play where we had an opportunity to win multiple Super Bowl championships and march up and down the NFL and dominate everybody, and we haven't, and it ends this way. And we're, you know, these old timers say that we're spoiled and that you should have lived during the 70s and 80s when we sucked for decades. That's what's in store. And
David,
both Rodgers and the front office are at fault.
David, you David, you don't know that. We don't know how good Jordan Love is yet. We haven't seen him play even a preseason
very
game.
Unlikely that we will have three quarterbacks in a row.
It was very unlikely that we would have two.
Very few teams have two quarterbacks in a row at that level.
Yes.
Lightning is not going to strike three times. And if he was that good, he would have been the backup quarterback
this year.
I really doubt that he'll.
Listen, Garoppolo took them to the Super Bowl. Jared Goff took, and neither one of those guys are
Goff,
Aaron Rodgers.
Goff was a high pick, though.
Yeah, but neither one of them are Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, Steve, I think David.
Well, there's
maybe
always a chance, but I mean, the
right,
high
you may
probability.
Be a little overreacting here. Neither one of those
well,
guys.
The high probability. I'm saying upper 90% probability that's what's in store. And both parties did it, both the front office and Rodgers did this.
But the crazy part is, when this is all said and done, if it does go back to being awful again, people aren't going to blame Rodgers. They're going to blame the front office.
Sure,
that's how this is going to roll.
Well,
thanks for the call, Dave. Yeah. Thanks for listening on the Odyssey.com app in New York City. You can listen to us absolutely anywhere that you would like. No matter where you may be, you can take the fan with you. Zach Wilson, the second pick to the New York Jets out of BYU. And I said earlier on Madness, why not trade Rodgers to the Jets? Why not? Go get two and then trade back and get a whole bunch more picks at that point. Because again, then Rodgers to the Jets, Favre to the Jets, Rodgers to Matt LaFleur's brother, Mike LaFleur as his offensive coordinator. Oh, there's so many beautiful storylines, Gary, that could have happened had they traded him to the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Go play with LaFleur's brother. He wouldn't have liked that because Matt LaFleur probably wouldn't have glowing things to say about Rodgers at this point.
Probably not.
Rodgers not about Matt, and now he's got to go play for his brother. It's New York City, which means the spotlight would be through the roof on him and every little thing would be criticized, unlike in Green Bay, which definitely did not happen. And this whole thing about where he wants to go, then you need to stop. You want to get traded, you don't have a no-trade clause. You don't have anything of the sort that we know of. So if that's the case, then we get to trade you wherever we would like.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. How about the Lions? Trade him to the Lions. You care about if he goes to the Lions?
Oh, we'll take Jared Goff.
No, I don't want a player back.
Oh, you just want strictly picks?
I only want picks.
Okay.
This is what I want. I want to go up to Niners at 3. Fine, whoever. I want to go up, get a buttload of picks by going up. including additional first rounder or whatever, on top of this pick, a second, a fourth, whatever. Then once I'm there, now I'm coming back down, accumulating more picks to get back down to 10, 12, 13, somewhere in that area so I can get a receiver on top of it, trade him off. Jordan Love's my guy, and I got a bunch of picks. Because once he gets traded, I'm not going to say you're in full rebuild mode, Gary,
right,
but you got to be in really reload mode.
Well, you are.
I mean, that all has to change right away. All right, Ellen Philadelphia is going to lead us off coming up next. Yes, we are talking about the draft. Yes, this is our green and gold 2021 draft show. Yes, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. Nothing.
Zach Wilson looks like he's 15.
Yeah, it looks young. Looks young. Yep.
What?
Niners on the clock now at pick 3. This one, I'm interested in seeing how this one plays out.
There we go.
We'll tell you what happens there, and we'll keep you updated if anything happens with Aaron Rodgers. All straight ahead here on The Fan. Welcome back. As we continue our 2021 NFL draft coverage here, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson over there. The Niners pick is in. Once Roger Goodell comes up to the podium here, we will have Roger Goodell. In the meantime, let's go to L in Philadelphia. You're next with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan. What's going on?
Man, it's so much to unravel and get into, man. I woke up from a nap this morning. I'm hearing because ESPN was on as I was sleeping, and I keep on hearing stuff about Aaron Rodgers. I wake up and you see this, like, I mean, come on, man. Like, I forgot the reporter that came on the last show that was on because I listened and called them. But at that point, I didn't get all the information to know what was going on. So now hearing after the fact that the Packers went out there individually.
All right, hold on, Al. Hold on.
With the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
There you go. Trey Lance is the pick for the San Francisco 49ers. Not Mac Jones. Not Justin Fields. Trey Lance. Going on the physical intangibles. That is what they're going on right there.
He didn't play last year.
Played one game.
Okay.
Played one game. So Trey Lance to the Niners, and that's who they traded up for. Good luck to you. Now the Atlanta Falcons will be up next at pick number 4. All right, go ahead, Al.
I'm glad they picked up. So now Aaron Rodgers, you're not going there.
So
my thing is, they went through a whole chronological deal with Aaron Rodgers and leading up to today. And you would think the fact that, like the gentleman called earlier said, how Brett Favre handled the whole situation when Aaron Rodgers came in after sitting forever in the green room or whatever room you want to call it. Now you're going to do the same thing to Jordan Love, and not just that. You got other teammates that you so-called your guys or whatever that bank their well-being on you being there,
right,
and you wait till the 11th hour to pull this nonsense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. You had an opportunity to win the game and go to the Super Bowl last year. You came up short. Not nobody else. Your defense that we talked about all season last year gave you 3 interceptions on the great Tom Brady, and you came up with 6 points. And you sitting up here, and you want to go somewhere else? I would send this dude to Siberia if we could and get as many picks that we could get, and then therefore we just move on for him. I'm so sick and tired of these quarterbacks thinking they got more juice than when they really go, and it's not bigger than the organization. The organization did everything they could by coming out there and kissing your feet, and you still told them to kiss your behind. Next, Aaron Rodgers. Bye. Adios.
Thank you. Toodles. There he goes. There goes Al in Philadelphia. This is where we're at. And this is what this is going to be now for months if they don't move this dude tonight. For months.
Well, here's how
one Packer fan wants to go through this again that lived through the Brett Favre thing.
It goes away.
No, it's not. The Brett Favre thing didn't go away.
Hold on. It goes away if he comes out, because right now he can deny.
He's going to the Kentucky Derby.
He's
going to have cameras in front of him on Saturday.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
This goes away if he denies. I never had anything to do with that. I never said anything. Because right now we don't have him on record saying these are all reports from reporters. And what's going to happen with that? No one believes us anyway.
Well, he'll be on McAfee tomorrow. Watch. And then we'll see.
And then if he's on McAfee tomorrow, he deny. I didn't say that.
Unless he says I did say that.
Now, if he said I did say that, then there's a firestorm.
Yeah,
but if
that's
he comes out and say I didn't say that, all is well in Green Bay. Which means then that they're working on a contract.
If he comes out and says, I told him to trade me.
Right.
I gave him every opportunity. I kept my mouth shut. Yeah. And then when teams are calling them, they're telling them we're not trading them. So at that point, I had no choice. And this is what we have.
Right now, he has full deniability on this if he chooses to.
He's not going to choose to. This is just, woo-wee. I mean, at this point now, if they don't trade him tonight, he might as well go on McAfee tomorrow and go all in. Just completely go all in on him. I gave you an opportunity to trade me to the Niners for three. Had him call you. You told him, not interested. Had my other teams call you. Not interested. You weren't even willing to listen to an offer, according to reports. There was never actually an offer made. It was, again, according to reports, it was, hey, any interest in moving Aaron? We heard there's some stuff going on. Nope, we're good. Okay, then. Never made an offer based on reports. Never even got to the point of making an offer for Aaron Rodgers. They cut it off at the pass immediately. And that's when I think word got back to Rodgers and he said, that's it, I'm done. I told them what I wanted. They're completely ignoring me. So now we'll do it the public way since they don't want to do it the way that we could have done it and kept this under wraps.
This Trey Lance, has he got a little Kaepernick in him? Looks like it from all these.
Yeah, big physical, can run a little bit, can throw it. Stronger arm than Cap.
He can throw it better. He's more accurate.
Yeah, stronger arm than Cap for sure. No question about that. Definitely a stronger arm. All right, we'll take a quick timeout, come back. If you want to have a board talk about Aaron Rodgers, what do you do if you're the Packers? Do you trade him tonight? Do you play it out and dare him to not show up at training camp? How do you approach this, Packer fans? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250 are the phone numbers. You can also tweet us at 1250 a.m. The fan, the Atlanta Falcons, are on the clock. We'll get to them coming up next. They're at pick number 4. Don't go anywhere. All right, time now to hear from our guy, Roger Goodell here, as the pick is in for the Atlanta Falcons at pick number 4. Trey Lance went 3 to the San Francisco 49ers. And again, you're listening to the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show. Hyundai West Allis, Brothers Consolidated Heating and Air Conditioning, Wisconsin Lutheran College, Lee Premium Vodka, all fine sponsors of our show tonight, which has turned into talking about Aaron Rodgers more than anything else. And you can as well. What do you do if you're the Packers? 414-799-1250 as the Atlanta Falcons are about to make their pick.
With the 4th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Kyle Pitts.
Smart.
Tight end, Florida.
That was the right pick. That's what they should have done. They did the right thing. So, nicely done by the Atlanta Falcons. Kyle Pitts, Julio Jones, Kelvin Ridley.
Right.
Oh, man, goodness gracious.
Where you can get down the field now.
That is going to be tough. They can't defend anybody, but the offense will be good.
Well, Matty Ice doesn't look right now, though.
Getting older.
He doesn't look right.
But see,
he didn't look right last year at all.
Everybody was saying, oh, take a quarterback. They could take a quarterback in the second round.
They could.
I mean, they're at the top of the second round. Right. I mean, if Mac Jones falls or Justin Fields falls to, 20, 22, 23, they could jump right back in and get their future quarterback at the same point. By the way, this Aaron Rodgers thing, I got one for you.
Sure.
Would you trade Aaron Rodgers straight up for Russell Wilson?
No.
What?
No.
Why?
I want more.
More than Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I want picks.
Because I think that solves everybody's problem.
No.
But you got to deal with Russell or with Rodgers in Seattle, though.
No.
Me personally, I just want picks.
No. Right.
That's I want.
I want that. Yeah.
No, I don't want large contracts. No. I don't want other players.
I want picks.
A lot of picks.
If this goes crazy, I want to start. I'm ready to start over.
And then you trade Davante Adams, too. Go on.
Well, he'll want out anyway. But
correct.
He'll want out anyway after that.
Yep. See ya. And Sam, look up. Tell me what Davante Adams' dead cap number is if they trade him this year. I'd be fine trading him, too. Get picks there, too. And then see what happens and go from there. Let's go to John in Franksville. You're next on the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
John or Sean? My name's Sean.
Oh, sorry. I read it wrong. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I just heard, why would you trade Davante?
Because at this point, you're moving on. Now, this is my assumption. I could be wrong. Dead cap number, Sam just told me, is $3.6 million only, so that's nothing. You could definitely move him and be done with Davante Adams. I don't believe, and maybe I'll be wrong in this, I don't think if Davante Adams is about being in a Hall of Fame, if Davante Adams is being among the greats, remembered as the greats, I don't think Davante Adams is going to want to play with Jordan Love going forward. I think Davante Adams is going to want to go play with an established quarterback that's going to get him the ball and allow him to have continue to have big numbers. And if you get to the point of this season plays out, he doesn't sign, and then says, nope, I'm not signing, and now you got to franchise tag him. You're in no position to franchise tag that dude next year. You're already screwed with a cap. And then he takes a franchise tag. Now you're paying him $20 million or whatever. The next year, he franchise tag me again, and then he leaves on his own as a free agent after that. Now, unless Davante Adams comes to the Packers and says, hey, dude, I don't care if it's Jordan Love or not. I want to be a Packer. Well, that's different.
No. I am under the kind of, like, I love the fact that everybody re-signed and kind of readjusted their contract, you know, and I thought kind of that was going in line with, like, how Tampa Bay felt, you know.
Right.
As far as restructuring everybody, getting everybody re-signed back. Unfortunately, you know, that couple key guys didn't. But I feel like, you know, depending on where they draft, if, like, they move up and get an O-lineman, you know, get a corner, get a new weapon for Aaron Rodgers, potentially that might change kind of the rift that's going on right now.
Right.
I don't know. This is my first time actually like calling in, getting actually on. So
thanks for calling in, man. Yeah. Don't be a stranger now. Yeah. Don't be worried or afraid or anything. Just call in, have some fun.
You were actually at last year. We were playing the Chargers. You were at the Mecca.
Yep.
You like my girlfriend was there. It was her birthday that year or that day for the Chargers, and we unfortunately lost to the Chargers. But I was like, that's Steve Sparky fight? Like, that's
it?
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of fun. I love the Mecca. But I just wanted to call in and give a little 2 points. I will definitely call in again.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Take care, buddy. We got to roll. Thanks for the call. That Mecca is a lot of fun.
Steve Sparky fight.
It's a lot of fun, man.
Can't believe that's him. We'll go touch him.
Dude, we had so much fun doing those Packer parties there at the Mecca. It's like not doing them last year. And I don't know if they'll do them this year or not, depending on how everything plays out, but they were so much fun. It was a lot of fun. Let's see. Let's go to Rich in Waukesha. You're next on the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Yeah, let's not dance around the making Aaron responsible for this upcoming disaster. There's one guy that's responsible for this potential problem. It's Gutekunst. He has shown from the start of beginning is in Green Bay that he's on an ego trip. He's shown that he's jealous of the influence of a player, namely Aaron. And from the start, he seemed like whenever Rodgers expressed praise for a young player, or that player got released or traded or allowed to leave. And even Aaron alluded to this in his commentary, if you remember. And he topped it off with moving up, in fact, and giving a draft choice to take a quarterback who had a spotty college career.
Hey, Rich, let me ask you a question. Did you watch Vince Lombardi coach when he was coaching and part of the Packers back in the day?
Yes.
You think Vince Lombardi would have dealt with Aaron Rodgers? Or do you think Vince Lombardi would have said, shut up and play?
I think Lombardi had the ability to handle the personality of all his players. He had some personality problems, but he dealt with them in a different way. He had problems with Paul Orning.
There's numerous stories of Lombardi saying, if you don't like it, there's a road. I'll move you somewhere else if you don't want to be here.
Gutekunst is not the power guy. He should not be given that much power.
He's the general manager. That's the power you're given.
Well, he should not have been given it. Someone should have put a check on this guy.
All right.
He irritated Aaron.
Well, of course he did. Yeah, he drafted his replacement. Yeah, and Aaron should have been irritated. No question. Thanks for the call. This is the other thing. I'm getting a lot of today. This is the other one. How about this one? How about, you know what? If they wouldn't have drafted Jordan Love, he wouldn't have had that MVP season. No, he wouldn't have. He never would have been that good. The only reason he played that well was because he had a firelit under his butt. That's why he played as well as he did. Otherwise, he never would have played as well if they wouldn't have drafted Jordan Love. My response is, A, we don't know. B, Did you ever think maybe it was year two of the offense to begin with? Not saying he wasn't motivated extra by the pick. I'm sure he was. But he probably still would have improved, regardless if they had Love or not, because it was year two of the offense, Gary. And they had said, from the time LaFleur got hired, the biggest jump in quarterbacks in this system with McVay and these Shanahan and these guys is year one to year two is when you see the biggest jump of the quarterback in this offense. So that could have been part of the reason why he got better, Gary.
This guy's all about revenge.
Who?
Rodgers.
Yes, he holds grudges.
He's all about, yes. I'm going to show you.
Yes, just like Brett was when Brett
and
left.
And he continued to talk about it basically throughout the season. It was always all about, you drafted Jordan Love, I'm going to show you. I'll one-up you on this. Because his offense is not LaFleur offense completely. This offense is about Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, combination of both.
We heard MVS talk about how Rodgers was drawing up plays. We heard MVS and some other players saying how Rodgers was calling Mike McCarthy's plays.
That was in preseason, yeah.
In huddle.
Yep.
So this joker is not doing everything that Matt LaFleur wants him to do. So there's a rub there. And to Matt LaFleur's credit, he kind of got down with that and go, we can do a little bit 50-50.
Sure.
So this guy's all about himself.
Yep, no question. Bengals are on the clock, and the pick is in for the Cincinnati Bengals. To me, it's an offensive lineman. They may go chase the wide receiver, but I'm going with the offensive lineman if I'm the Cincinnati Bengals. And if you look at mock drafts leading up to this point, that's where everybody had them going as well. We'll see if they actually do that because, after all, they are the Cincinnati Bengals at the end of the day. So we'll see.
With the fifth pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver.
Yeah. They're Bengals. Okay.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, because A.J. Green's
gone.
Done and old and whatever. And
gone.
Yeah, I know he's gone.
They got nobody.
Old and done. I mean, that's fine.
Now, who's the quarterback?
Burroughs. Ohio State quarterback. He got hurt. So now he comes back, coming off of his injury, and gets to.
Where did Burrow go to college yet?
LSU. So you're saying that's because it's his guy. So it makes sense. Get your connection.
There it is.
Burrow wanted him. They go get him.
There it is. Or at least you got a relationship with him.
Right. Because you would think, now they're the Bengals, you would think they'd go to Joe Burrow and go, you go with this dude? Like, ain't no conflict.
No,
everybody
yeah,
good.
No. Coach, go get him now.
Right. So he gets him. They still need offensive line help. And like we've talked about, the offensive line
depth is late.
Their offensive line depth is really good.
Yep.
So they can come back and get an offensive lineman
late.
Top of two yep. and still be good and
right.
still have one of these guys that they want to have
right.
to help protect Joe Burrow. So
right.
they can still get who they want if that's how they want to play it out. All right, let's take a quick time out. If you're on hold, we'll get to you guys coming up. Nate on the north side, Frank in Oak Creek. Stay right there. This is about a two-minute break, and we'll be right back on the other side. It is the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show presented by Hyundai West Allis, Brothers Consolidated Heating and Air Conditioning, Wisconsin Lutheran College, and our guys, Leap Premium Vodka.